Begin the current daf. Masech to sabay dezara daf lamed. Begin them at all. Begin test master. Begin the gemara. Alunt is kibriyosa. That's mutaris. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains meaning. Shulhayit chilasa yain biyadav kachavim wasn't originally wine in the possession of the non-Jew. Ela lok chasuya biyad Yisrael. He bought already made from the Jew. Mutaris ba'anah. Therefore, it's permitted to have benefit the sulayin lemenasachla because in that current state they're not doing libations in that state, so they put no prohibition. Mekan raya. From here is a proof. Lahatir tavshol and shenasar b'yayin. If you have a dish that wine was already mixed in kodim shabishlu before it was cooked. If the non-Jew touched it, because the kibin shen nasarav, once it's mixed, so the non-Jew is not going to do libations. The fact that it's mixed together, like you see over here, the aluntis is mixed with wine, it's not prohibited anymore. Rabbeinu Tam asks, first of all, the lashon kibiyasa le'mashbekein. The word in kibiyasa doesn't sound like the way Rashi says. Well, more of a perikam of the chun above and av mashbe sounds like shukar aluntis. Actually, that it's called aluntis kodem shnas l'teriyayin before wine was put into it. So what are you saying? Aluntis kibriyasa. What I mean, the way it's made is actually before wine's in it. So the time like when the basically lekech yain, someone buys wine, losses lotech aluntis to put into luntis. But like come losses aluntis doesn't say to make aluntis to put into the luntis. How are you saying that aluntis kibriyasa is that the wine's not a problem? What do you mean? What wine? Kibriyasa is not. Well, it's without the wine. So lekach pesh Rabbeinu Tam. So actually Rabbeinu Tam explains that luntis derech hu losses mitchila. The norm is to make it first below yain without wine. And therefore, that's how you're able to store it. So, but when you use it a little bit at a time, you put in wine, you know, because if you put it to store for a long period of times, it wouldn't last with wine. This is what the Gemara is saying. Remember the luntis of the non-Jews, when they drew it from the barrel, they drink it now. And the Jew did not see when they took it out, when they drew it, oh, then that's a story, then it's forbidden, because maybe they put in wine, and that's what saying, kibriyasa pirish kamoshe nasas mitchila below yain, that if that's how it was made originally without wine, and the Jew sees him taking it straight from the barrel, that's mutar, that's permitted, because they for sure didn't mix in wine, because it's not in the barrel, and you saw, because it wouldn't last a long time, and you saw when they took it from the barrel. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam explains it. But there is a proof to permit anyway that when you the wine's not a problem, it's mixed with something else. I mean, the Tanya bit deceptive. From that we learned in the Braisa, Aluntis shalebi kachav masura, that we said the Aluntis, that's the non-Jews forbidden. They should chalasa yain because it's originally wine. Kolem, in other words, should chalasa yain shalebi kachav. That originally was the wine of the non-Jew. So Mashbet sounds like him t'chalasa yayin shal Yisrael, but if originally the wine of the Jew, muteres b'magav ikachavim, it would be permitted with the touching of the non-Jew, shenis arab b'mashkan chem, because you have other liquids mixed into it. B'emir tzvah, the ritzvah says, the davka tavshal, not specifically a dish, l'fi she'ina yayin nikah be'en kalav, because the wine's not recognizable at all, it's mixed with other ingredients. Then it's not a problem. Because mesim noisi b'shum de'bechardel, but if you put it with garlic or mustard, then Shemi Yeshlach Shlomad of Gechav. Maybe you do have to be concerned with the touching of the non-Jew. Lefishu be'ein Yosef because it's more visible. Chen Alochel Ma'aser. It's also Alochel in practice that would be a problem. Like it says, Ma'at Begin Digmari Yaim Avushel cooked wine. Emam Shem Yain Nesach. There's no problem about Yain Nesach. Kein Halochel Est Alochel. Umutu B'Magav Gechavim and it's permitted if a non-Jew touched it. Midrashas LeShmuel V'Avlet. From the fact that we see the story the Gemara brings that Shmuel and Avlet that he wasn't concerned with him touching it even for drinking. Like says Master, that begins the Gemara. Hai Chamer the Akram, this wine that sours a little bit at Tlasayim until 3 days is considered as wine. But Lagar is Tlasayim, and the Gears is not 30 days. The Achinam Metzina by Chilik Beshleishim Rishayim, because we find this difference of 3 days. Beperek Amoicha Peres and Baba Basta Tzadik Vam Menaf the Kama, which Gemara says Kol Shleishiyamim Avaday for the first 3 days it's definite wine. Mekam Elok Savik from that point onward it's already doubt. So that's why we're saying for 3 days it would still have this halacha.